countdown for blast-off. X-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X-minus 1, fire.
Countdown to podcast, 1st of December 2005. Hey, welcome to my first attempt at a podcast. I don't know how good I'm going to be at it, but something I thought I'd give a go. I'm sure most of you listen to this, so I only listen to it because I asked you to. If not, hey, let me know. Tell me how you found out, how you managed to get this MP3 file off the web. I'd love to know how you figured that this was something worth listening to. First of all, I'm going to have to apologize straight up. You're not really supposed to do this, but I have to apologize for the weirdness of my voice, if that's coming through. I'm having to hold my mic in my hand. I've got the entire setup and realized I've forgotten to get myself a mic stand. So we're going to do that for next time if there is one. But I'm sure there will be, because you're all going to rave about this and say how fantastic it is. Countdown to podcast. Countdown for number two. We're going to be looking at various things through the year. The idea is that we remain dynamic and we look at different things, important events through the year. And we'll count down to looking at exciting things in the future, which we will get to on another episode if we get there. But we're going to be starting off by, of course, counting down to Christmas. Not quite an advent calendar, audio advent calendar, no. It's just a way of me getting off some of the interesting things that I've off my chest, interesting things that I have found out about Christmas, and playing some of the music that I have found recently on the PodSafe Music Network. I've really been excited by the Christmas music that is available, and I figured this was an ideal opportunity to share that with the millions of you who are listening to me out there. So, who am I? Yeah, I heard you guys all asking that, shouting in my ears. I am Roy, and I'm podcasting from Cape Town in South Africa. That's about all you actually really need to know about me. I'm looking at a blue wall. I'm podcasting from my study in the back of the house, and there's not much more that you need to know about me. I'm sure as I get my confidence up, I probably will share bits and pieces about my life. I'm currently strapped into my chair. I've got a back brace. I'm not going anywhere particularly soon, so that gives me the opportunity to do these sort of things. I presume it's going to become more of a late night endeavor once I'm totally healed. So I'm going to try to keep this less than 20 minutes. I've got a couple of songs which I'd like to share with you, so we'll get to that now. The concept of the show, we're going to be looking at things surrounding the event that we're counting down to. So we're currently counting down to Christmas. We'll have a look at various things around Christmas. Things like the fact that the best selling Christmas single of all time is Bing Crosby's White Christmas, but maybe some other things that you didn't know at all, things like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We've all heard that song, I'm sure. That was made up simply as an advertising gimmick for Montgomery Ward department stores in 1939. And obviously then came on to become a well-known Christmas carol. So we're going to be sharing some really important facts like that in the weeks to come. But I think I've rambled on for quite enough for now. I'm going to give you a taste of the type of music that I have found. We're going to start off with Joel Kopiska. He's a sort of Weird Al Yankovic sort of dude. Got an album out called I Got Yule Babe. Yeah, I'm not very impressed with the name of the album personally, but I do like this song. I'm sure you'll recognize the tune. Enjoy.
And then pass out. Let me go on to a Christmas in the sun. Let me go on, Santa, I know you're the one. I dream of a scene where Christmas is green and I don't even know why. Old Saint Nick is playing a trick and I am starting to cry. Let me go on to a Christmas in the sun. Let me go on, Kris Kringle, I know you're the one.
I'm Alan Liu, your host for the Geography for Travelers podcast. At the Geography for Travelers podcast, I provide travel news and geographic insights that will enhance your travel experience no matter where you go. Please visit my show notes and link to my podcast at travelgeography.blogspot.com. Happy trails!
So how's this for an impressive segue? Totally unplanned, but hey, it works. I mentioned the fact that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was an advertising gimmick for Montgomery Ward department stores. Well, not only does it relate to Christmas, it relates to today. Today is December the 1st, and that is when it was first used. So we're going to let's look at today. I thought I'd take a look at anything exciting that happened today, the 1st of December. And something I would say was rather important. In 1955, it was the bus incident. Rosa Parks was arrested for refusing to give up her front section bus seat to a white man in Alabama. 1955, today. So, what is that? That's exactly 50 years ago. I think that's an anniversary that's worth remembering. So you heard at the beginning we had a Countdown. The podcast is called Countdown 2. So I've decided that I would like to make that beginning a bit more exciting, and I'm going to offer anyone who's listening to this to send me their countdowns. It can be just voice, it can be creative, and you can do whatever you like. And send me those MP3s to countdown2, that's countdown, the number 2, at gmail.com. Send your MP3s through to that address, and I'll include it in the front of the beginning of every show. Could be quite exciting. Could be something that's could make that beginning a bit more personalized. You could have your very own voice at the beginning of this as the millions of people listen to this. We're not going to do it today, but we're going to have Christmas stories in the middle of each show, and hopefully something that's inspirational, something that warms the heart. So if you have anything that you would like to share, any stories or poems or anything that you can think that would be nice, and maybe a joke. In fact, yeah, not maybe a joke, send a couple of jokes. Again, you can send it on MP3, or you can just send a text through to countdown2@gmail.com. If you've gone to the website where the RSS feed is sitting, and hopefully you're going to subscribe to that at Podomatic. If you've gone there, you'll see there is a button on the website that allows you to invite friends to come and listen to this. So if you dare and you would like someone else to listen to this, click on the link and you can go ahead and do that. I will give you those addresses and all the rest a little bit later again. It's important that you help me out here. Also, again, if you don't like what I'm doing, or if you think of some things I can do better or worse, or you do like what I'm doing, please send a mail through to countdown2@gmail.com. I'm rambling, I know. This is a new thing for me, but hopefully I'm not doing too bad a job. So, as I say, we would normally have some sort of a story, but I'm trying to keep it down so that you can get used to my voice in small doses. But what I will be doing is I'm going to be asking you a trivia question to do with Christmas. I will ask the question, and in the next episode you will get the answer. I think this is a particularly nice one to start the ball rolling. And the question is, you know, Santa has a lot to do. He works hard. How many hours do you think Santa has to deliver all these gifts? He's got to travel from one end of the world to the other. How many hours do you think he has to deliver all these gifts? Think about that one. And again, email the answers. Keep them in your head if you want, but it would be nicer to email your answers through to countdown2@gmail.com. So that's me. I'm going to finish off now. I'm trying to keep this down to, as I say, to not too much, so that you can get a feel for what I want to do, and let me know if you think I'm doing the right thing. I'm going to close off with the Nativity Christmas song by Matthew Castile. He's a full-time worship leader as well as a traveling musician. That's according to his bio on the PodSafe Music Network. You can tell his influences are sort of the Matt Redmans and Delirious, even a bit of Third Day in there. Enjoy it. It is a real Christmas song. The Nativity Christmas Song by Matthew Castile. Please, last time when you ask, do me a favor and send me some feedback at countdown2@gmail.com. Cheers.
Told him how the angel came. God of heaven, swaddled tightly by this girl. Who could know the Lord would rest in such a place of disgrace? Alone. So